All of us go through times when we're starting over. New jobs, new hometowns, new relationships, and families. Author and life coach Ianla Van Zandt has turned this essential part of life into a television reality drama. The third season of Starting Over begins today, and the focus is on couples.
This isn't about your honeymoon, your vacation, having a good time. This is about growing and healing and saving yourselves.
Ianla Van Zandt spoke with NPR's Ed Gordon about opportunities hidden in calamity, even the catastrophe of a hurricane.
Ed, this is not the first time we've been ripped from our homeland, is it? Mm-hmm. It's not the first time we've been displaced. It's not the first time that we've had people looking at us and making judgments and assessments of us that are absolutely not accurate. What I want people to do and what my mission is, both around the people who've experienced the wrath of Katrina or the coming of Katrina, as well as everyone else, is to remember the strength of the Spirit. And to call forth from your DNA, if necessary, from your bones, from your history, from your culture, call forth the strength, the courage, the power that we know is within us, because this is not the first time.
Let me ask you, and we'll segue into the third season of Starting Over, a syndicated program that you are a part of as you teach life lessons to those who live in the home. In this home, we should note that this season has a slightly different twist in the beginning. Normally, it's women who are facing problems in their lives who congregate in this home and get help. You're going to start this season out with couples.
Yes. Bringing men into the Starting Over house. It's quite delicious.
If nothing else, these shows show us that the problems that many people feel that they're alone with are very common.
Oh, very common. I say that there are only 10 stories in the Naked City, and at every given moment, you are playing a role in one of those stories. Mm-hmm. But what we get to see through Starting Over is that we're not alone. But what we also realized was that we keep addressing the issues for women, and they go home to men. And the men are like, excuse me, what are you, crazy? What are you talking about? So the women go home to men. So we decided to look at the family as a whole. I, for one, promote total family healing, mother, father, child, everybody. And that's what we did by bringing couples into the house, gave the men the opportunity to participate in the healing growth process that many of their partners are going through.
Do you ever concern yourself at all, Ianla, that much of what you teach can sometimes be perhaps too trivialized if you do it through TV, that people see it as this quick fix solution?
Well, no, I don't. Because if you're familiar with the show, you know I take the women through a very in-depth process, mm-hmm. sometimes to the point where their physical appearance is transformed. Mm-hmm. And you don't see everything. You don't see everything. So you see 8 minutes of what we may have worked on for 2 hours. And mm-hmm. there has to be a way to reach the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time, even if they only get a little bit of it.
And the hope, I would suspect, is for those who are watching, who may need the help, to see this almost as we have with Katrina, hopefully, as a wake-up call.
Absolutely. The couples came into a relationship boot camp where we talked about five principles, five things, five skills that every relationship must have in order to succeed. Today, most relationships break down around communication. Well, we address that issue. Many times in a relationship, the partners lose respect for one another as a result of bad behavior, because nothing will tear a relationship up faster than your bad behavior. So we talked to the couples about respect and cooperation and intimacy and trust. That's common. Whether you've been married or you're not married, you're living together, whether you're straight, gay, black, white, 40 or 90, those five principles we've put on national television and put human beings in it to show you how it works.
Why is often common sense so difficult for so many of us?
Because we like it hard. If it's not hard, if it's too simple, we don't have anything to do, and then we'd get bored. You know, human beings like excitement. So we make it so simple. You know, Ed, as stupid, trivial, simple as it sounds, if we could simply love one another, not judge, not criticize, not beat up, not compete, not help, just love one another exactly as we are today, our entire world would be different.
Indeed. No truer words were ever spoken. And we love you here, Iyanla Van Zandt. We thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Love you back, Ed Gordon.
Author and spiritual coach, Iyanla Van Zandt. The third season of her syndicated television series, Starting Over, begins today.